in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Yesterday we talked about how many weeks we have in the Great Lent. How many weeks? Huh? Yes. 8 or 7? Sure, 8 or 7? 7? Who say 7? Okay, so who say 8? Yes, okay, so it's 8. 8 weeks we have in the Great Lent. Okay, so, and we're going to repeat it. First week, yesterday we know it by heart, right? We know by heart like yesterday. First week, oh, he's still sleeping. No, 1 or 2. No, loudly. First week, second week, third week, fourth week, Samaritan woman, fifth week, right man, like 6 week, the blind man, 7 week, and the last resurrection. Which week we are now? Which week? Yes. Huh? The fifth week. Which one? Remember? Paralyzed man. Yes, paralyzed man. Okay. How many days a paralyzed man? Sorry. How many years did a paralyzed man stay? How many years until like Jesus Christ came to him? Like all the boys yesterday, the boys won yesterday, by the way. All the boys, like, they have all the answers. 38, very good. 38 years, perfect. 38 years. And Jesus Christ came to him and he healed him. Okay. So today we're going to talk. We have very important feast also in the church. We have to understand, we have to know what is the Feast of the Saints. You know that when we are reading the Nectarian, every day we have a feast of some of the saints. So as we listen today to the Nectarian, we have the Matthias, he was a disciple, and we have many of the saints. And today also we have the feast of Bob Shinoda. You remember the number of the patriarch? There is like number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like how is the number of Bob Shinoda? 117. Perfect. 117, it means what it means that like we have 117 patriarch? No? Oh, sorry? More? How many? Yes. Sorry? Oh, 118. So why 118? Who is number 118? Pope Tawadros, perfect. So the previous patriarch of Alexandria, of the Coptic Church, he was Pope Shenouda, the third. His number 117. You remember who was before Pope Shenouda? Pope Kyrillos, exactly. So the number of Pope Kyrillos, 116. So we have till now 118 patriarch, okay, for the Coptic Church, Our current patriarch is Pope Tawadros II, number 118. The previous one was Pope Shenouda, 117. Before Pope Shenouda, was Pope Kyrillos, 116. Okay? So to know who are our popes, our patriarch now in Alexandria or in Egypt or for the Coptic Church. Okay? This is very important too. Another very important information for you. You remember I told you yesterday that there is a lot of hymns during the Great Lent. We have to learn it. We have to know it. We have to sing it. And I love the Midnight Praise. I love the Midnight Praise. The Midnight Praise is amazing. Why? Because this is exactly what we should, like by the end of the day, we start to praise God in the end of the day. We try to praise Him. We tell Him thank you for everything. We try to tell Him about thank you about all the day. We try to tell Him about thank you for all that you already did with us during the day. So praising at midnight is very important. So we have, you can read on the screen, Adam Psali for the Holy Great Fast. Oh, Adam. Yes. We have two different Psali. Adam and Waters. What is Adam that? Someone like know about that? And you're going to read every time, for example, some hymns, for example, Adam hymns, Adam psalms, or Adam, okay, and or waters. What is the Adam? What is the waters? To know, we have to understand. When the deacons or the church, for example, like sing a hymn, so they have to put sometimes it's written Adam, sometimes it's written waters. What is that? And what's the difference between both? Okay, I'm going to explain. Adam, so all the hymns, it's named Adam, it's we are singing on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Only. So all the hymns, it's written Adam, we are singing on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay? Waters, we are singing on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. So for example, if I tell you, for example, like this is Adam Psali, so we should singing which day? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And today is what? Tuesday, so we can sing it. Tomorrow we should sing what? Waters. Psali, waters. Waters, we are singing on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Perfect. Okay? And why we called it Adam, and what is the meaning of waters? Adam, we know the word Adam, right? Adam, because like the beginning of, there's a hymn named Tada. Again, burning bush. I'm gonna let's only connect to this one. We're gonna sing it together. Because we have to know. So we should know the hymns and the meaning of the hymns too. So we don't know now. Adam and waters. When we sing Adam, the Adam hymns on? No. I wanted to listen your voice loud. So when we should sing all the Adam's hymns, huh? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay, what about the hymns of waters? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Perfect. And Adam, because it's like Adam, what is the meaning of waters? The burning bush. Okay? Okay, perfect. So this one, we're going to see the words of the psalm, and we already sing it during the midnight praise. Okay, we're gonna sing it all together. I'm gonna tell it like the first part, and after that we're gonna sing it all together. I cried with my voice to you, oh my God, because of fasting, grant me salvation, help my weakness. Oh, Savior, because of fasting, wash away our filth. So, when we praise, so we sing, yes, a song, but we praise. Praising, it means we are praying together. So you can imagine what we are saying or what we are praying now. I cried with my voice to you, oh my God, because of fasting, grant me salvation. You remember yesterday we talked about why we are fasting? You remember? Why we are fasting? Huh? I remember many of you said, why we are fasting? Yesterday you answered already. You had the answer yesterday. I didn't give you the answers. Huh? I'm going to go to the room first. Let's see. Huh? Why we are fasting? Control, yes. What else? Yes. Strong. You said this is the same word yesterday. Remember you. I remember. And self-control, I think you said yesterday, self-control, right? I remember, like the answers. What else? Salvation. What the meaning of salvation? Eternal life, and what we should do for our eternal life? Asking only? Perfect, everything. So you know what? When, as I said, like yesterday, the same. What was the first commandment that God gave it to Adam? Huh? I said yesterday. Yes.
Huh.
Exactly. Do not eat from the tree. He said, "Can you, if you do love me, okay, please don't eat from this one." So we are doing the same like Adam. So we are remove all the food. But again, I said yesterday, it's not only the food. What we should fast from? Huh. I told you yesterday. This is I give it to you and some ideas. Huh. Yes, chocolates. Exactly. What else? Huh. Chicken. Yeah, it's all the food. Like it's not. It's okay. What else? It's not only the food. I said. Huh. Yeah, Matthew.
Screen.
Oh, screen. Yes, exactly. What else? Fasting from screen. What else? Fasting from what? Hmm. Yeah. Sorry. Candies, yes. It's okay, good. What else? So, fasting from bad words, yes?
Bad
words, yes. So, fasting from bad words, yes, Matthew?
Thoughts,
exactly. So, fasting from screen, fasting from bad words, fasting from lying, fasting from something bad I do, like many things. So it's not only the food. Food, it is starting. So the first step, we stop food. Okay? So, as I said, during the fast, we pray a lot. That's why, for example, at the church, you see, every day we have liturgy. Every day we have liturgy. And you should, when you go back home, for example, you have to use the hymns or you have to use the songs to sing and to praise God. That's why I chose already today to pray all together and to sing all together the psalm, this Adam psalm. We know now what's the Adam and what is Wathas, okay? And we know it now. So let's pray together. It's really very, it's amazing. So we're going to pray together in 2-3 minutes, okay? And after that, we're going to continue the liturgy. So let's start together from the beginning. I cried with my voice to you, oh my God, because of fasting, grant me salvation, help my weakness, oh Savior, because of fasting, wash away our filth, for our forefathers have taught us that because of fasting, they gained salvation. David, Jesus, son, and his kingdom, because of fasting, he received victory. You see what we are saying here? For like we are talking about our forefather. They have taught us that because of fasting, they gained salvation. And after that, because of the Old Testament, David, just sons, in his kingdom, because of fasting, he received victory. So when we fast, that's why this is how we learn from the hymns. So not, we are not singing only. No, we are praying, singing, understand the words, and learn from the words. Okay? You're going to continue.
Even Adam was deceived by the serpent, but because of fasting, the Lord had compassion on them. Truly Enoch's mind was enlightened, and because of fasting, he was taken to heaven. Elijah and his prayer asked and received, and because fasting, he stopped the rain. Abraham sacrificed, the Lord accepted, and because of fasting, He hosted God. I think the beloved was offered to the slaughter, and because of fasting he was joyfully saved. And also Jacob, his eyes were darkened, and because of fasting he saw the ladder. Moreover, Joseph was sold to men, and because of fasting he reigned over Egypt. Moses the prophet spoke with God, and because of fasting he received two tablets. Noah the righteous before the flood, because of fasting he made the ark. Suddenly the men of Nineveh, because of fasting, the Lord heard their voices, and Lot in the fire through his deeds. Then because of fasting was saved with his daughters. And likewise Jonah in the whale's belly, because of fasting he came out not safely. The lion's mouth could not approach Daniel, and because of fasting they worshipped through his prayers. Samuel the anointer of the kings, because of fasting his days increased. Then the three children of Babylon, because of fasting, quench the fire. My master and father, the apostles, because of fasting, they restored the nations. God of all gods, Jesus the judge, because of fasting, confirmed the struggles. Coolness and rest and repose, because of fasting, will come on judgment day. The Savior taught us in his gospel, because of fasting we can cast out demons. O kind one to the sinner, because of fasting forgive us our sins.
You see how many prophets and how many like that saints fast, and they are saved. Okay, so when you go back home, open Coptic Reader, I'm going to show you from where. So go to the psalmody, the second one, second icon, and the midnight praise. Okay, and scroll down. After the doxology, you see, and fourth canticle, you see. So we're gonna choose Adam Tzolli from the Great Fast. So when you go back home, it's really amazing. This is one of the prayers that is really important to know when you have to pray. So use it at night before go to sleep, everyone. Okay, say to Baba and Mama. Okay, let's pray together. Like we're gonna pray all together the Psalm, the Adam Psalm today. Okay? So it's really amazing. And the tone, remember the tone.
I cry with my voice to you. Oh my,
this is the voice. This is the tone of this song. If you don't remember, search it on the Google or YouTube. Right? Adam Psalm for the Holy Grail Lamb. Okay? So tonight we're gonna pray all together the Psalm. Okay? Sure? So stand up all together.
The peace of God which surpasses.
Okay, can we pray all together? Sorry, can we pray all together? Okay, and the deacon side, we're gonna pray all together.
Yes. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts in Christ Jesus our Lord. I have sinned.
For there is no servant without sin, nor master without forgiveness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, for thine is the glory forever. Blessed be the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the perfect Trinity. We worship him and glorify him. Truly we believe in one God, God the Father.
Thrust into Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens to sit at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets of one holy Catholic and solid church. We confess and pass the remission of sins.
Is more than a possi. O God.